A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Tik 10 for Talmud. Shavuos Lamed Hei, Shavuos 35A, pagination is 69. By way of introduction, when a person makes an oath, the strongest example, the one that's going to be the biblical violation typically, is going to be that he did it with the name of Hashem. In the laws of Shavuos, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes, Ha'omer, a person says, Shavua ba'Hashem, an oath by Hashem, and he uses Hashem's name. Or, B'mi sheshmo chanun, he takes a name of description of Hashem and develops it in a way that it becomes like a noun. B'mi sheshmo chanun, and the one whose name is chanun, Shalo ochel, that he's not going to eat. So that is going to be the oath of the Torah, the oath that includes the name of Hashem in the statement. Likewise, the topic of our perek, which is Shavuos or Eidos, adjuring somebody to try to get them to say testimony in Beis Din and forcing upon them an oath that they don't know the testimony. So in Perek Tes Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam writes, Hamashpia Eidov Bishavua, he is making the witnesses accept an oath. Hare'elu Chayavim, they're going to be in violation of Shavuos or Eidos because they really do know the testimony that they're making an oath to deny. V'hu sheyashbiyem b'shem, but it has to be that he used Hashem's name, Obikinui, or he developed one of the nicknames into the oath, Kemosha Bi'arnu, as we explained by Shavuos Bitoi, by oaths that he won't eat. For example, we explained what the exact wording is, that it has to have Hashem's name in the statement. Likewise, over here, it has to have Hashem's name in the statement. Which opens up the discussion in all areas where Hashem's name has to be used, the name of significance. Does it have to be the greatest of names? For example, the Yud, the Hey, the Vav, the Hey, or Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, which are referred to respectively as the Shem Havaya or the Shem Adnus, that Hashem is master. Or can it be any of the other names that are recognized as Hashem's name? For example, Shin, then Dalid, then Yud, the name we call Shakai, etc., and other names like that. Or even the Kinuyim, the nicknames, including in a different language, something that the population over here recognizes refers to the Creator, the Master of the Universe. So, this concept is encountered on its most basic level regarding davening in a different language. So, it's interesting, if a person wanted to daven in English, in many aspects of tefillah, you're allowed to daven in any language you want, but what's interesting is that we use the word Hashem, the name, purposely, so as not to say Hashem's name. And therefore, we would wonder if a person says, blessed are you Hashem, if he's really saying the blessing. And therefore, we would recommend that a person use the word God, which is Hashem's name in the language he's choosing to daven in. Blessed are you God, King of the Universe, for example. Let's look at the Mishnah, which is towards the bottom of the page, counting up from where the lines get wide, four lines, Masnisen. Mashbi'eni Aleichem. I am introducing a oath upon you. On the next line, and he uses the words Aleph Dalid. I'm making an oath in the name of Aleph Dalet, meaning Aleph Dalet, then Nun Yud, Adonis, or B'Yud-Hei, he's talking about the Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei name, or B'Shakai, B'Tzvakos, B'Chanon, V'Rachom, B'Erech Apayim, B'Rav Chesed, V'Chol HaKinuyim. In the case of Shavuos, even if he uses a kinui, a nickname, if he words it properly, B'Mishahu Chanon, Harelu Chayovim, that's going to be the violation of Shavuos Eidos, that's considered worded according to the formula of an oath. However, on the last of those smaller lines, HaMekalel Bekulan, if a person curses Hashem with any of those names, this whole long list, Chayiv Divir Reb Meir, it's only Reb Meir who holds you Chayiv, V'Chachamim Potrim, the Chachamim say that cursing Hashem requires to be in violation, to be the true capital punishment, requires a very specific formula. In the words of the Rambam, we discussed this in a previous session, it would have to be the Shem Havaya or the Shem Adnus, but not the other names of Hashem, and certainly not the Kinuyim. It would be very limited, and that's the words of the Mishnah here, V'Chachamim Potrim. If you just take any of the names on this list, you're not in the capital punishment category. It is limited to only two that are on that list, the Shem Adnos and the Shem Havaya. The Mishnah continues with another application of this question of other names of Hashem and nicknames. HaMekalel Aviv V'Imo, a person curses his father or mother. So again, the name of Hashem has to be used for it to be the capital punishment. So the Mishnah says, B'kulan chayev divir Reb Meir. Reb Meir says the entire list qualifies as the name of Hashem. V'chachamim potrim. But the Chachamim say that it is much more specific. In the words of the Rambam, Mamrim, Perek Hei, Halacha Beis, it would have to be the Shemos HaMeyuchadim, the designated names of Hashem, which is a broader category than just Adnos and Havaya, but it's still Avalim Killam Bekinoi Patam and Askila. If he uses one of the nicknames, that's absolved of capital punishment. There's another discussion regarding a person who curses another Jew. And this is discussed in Sanhedrin, Rambam Chavav Gimel, where the Rambam says that this would include kinui, and even goes so far as to say, b'chol lashon chayiv, in any language he would be chayiv, but this is not a capital offense. And if a person would do this to a parent, if he's not using a real shame, but he's using a kinui, it wouldn't be a capital offense. But it would be an offense, just like cursing a regular person. Sha'ashemo shekorim bohem agoyim la'akadosh baruch hu, the names that the non-Jews use to call the Creator, harehen kikol hakinuyim, they have the status, the Rambam says, like the nicknames, Chanon, Rachum, etc., that we have in the Hebrew language. There is another topic that's related to this, which is, are you allowed to erase such a name? Particularly, we talk about a person who's writing a Sefer Torah, makes a mistake, he needs to erase something. Is he allowed to? So, depending on what the mistake is, depending on the situation, but sometimes a person wants to erase a word, says the Gemara, three lines up from the bottom, Yesh Shemo Shenimchakim, V'yesh Shemo She'en Nimchakim. They're names that refer to Hashem which can be erased, and names that cannot be erased. Elu Ein Shemo She'en Nimchakim, this is the list of what cannot be erased. Kigon Kel, Elokecho, Elokim, Elokechem, Eyesher Eye, Aleph Dalid, Yud Hei, Shakai, Tzevokos, Hare'ilu in Nemchokim, this is a list of those that cannot be erased. Aval, but, Hagodol, Hashem is great, Hagibor, he's strong, Hanora, he's awesome, Ho'adir, he's mighty, Echozok, different type of strong, Amitz, Izuz, Chanon, Verachom, Erech HaPayim, slow to anger, for Rav Chesed, kind, abundantly, Harei Elunim Chaked, these are referring to Hashem, commonly described as words that could be used as kinuyim, nicknames for Hashem, but they're not intrinsically the name of Hashem to the point that they cannot be erased simply because they're there, like the name, for example, of Yudke Vavke. Another related topic is newspapers. Is a person allowed to dispose of a newspaper that has G-O-D written in it? The answer obviously is yes, but why? And one of the related topics is a shach who says that there's a difference between using the name in conversation or when it's written. Does it have this holiness level that we have to respect it? The Piskei Tshuva, for example, in Reish Ayin Vav in Yoredeya, on Siftes, Sif Katan Yud Aleph makes reference to the Shach in Kuf Ayin Tes Yud Aleph, where he writes, "Deshem Shenichtav Beloshon Chol," the name of Hashem written in the vernacular, Kigon Gut, Beloshon Ashkenaz, like the name God, as they would say, Muta Lamachko, that's allowed to be erased, destroyed, etc. We would go ahead, whenever possible, and write G-D, but in the case of a newspaper that was printed, also there's another factor that the newspaper is not intended to honor. It's intended as a very temporary thing, as opposed to a book, perhaps. But in any case, the Shach writes that you're allowed to dispose of such a thing. It's articulating it. That's the problem that could include it in some of these categories when you have to use Hashem's name or you're not supposed to use Hashem's name. The G-O-D would qualify. But in terms of the printed form, it is not going to have the same restrictions and honors that the name of Hashem in Lashon Kodesh will have. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.